Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. Ketzad Botkin Es Ha'idim. How would they examine the witnesses to see if they were authentic, true witnesses? Zug Sheba Rishon, the first pair that came, because in testimony, as we learned earlier, you always need two witnesses in Jewish law. So the first pair that came, Botkin Oso Rishon, they would examine them first. Umachnisnes Hagadol Shebehen, they would take the older of the two first, and he would enter. Va'omrim la'o, and they would say to him, Emor, tell us, Ketzad Ra'isa Es Halavana, how did you see the moon? Lefnei hachama or la'achar hachama? Was it before the sun or behind the sun? Litzvona or ledroma? Was it to the north of the sun or to the south of the sun? Kama haya gavoa? How high was it? Or la'ayin haya note? And the tips of the moon, in which direction were they facing? Vekama haya rachav? How wide was the moon? How developed was it? Because we know in the beginning of a Jewish month, there's just that sliver, so they wanted to know how wide it was. Im Amar Lefnei HaChama, if he said that the moon was before the sun and not behind the sun, Lo Amar Klum, then we know that his testimony is meaningless, because it's not possible that the moon would be before the sun. Va'acharkach, after they examined the first witness, hayimachnisen es hasheni, they would bring the second one in. He would enter, votkin also, and they would examine him. Im nimtzu divrehem mechuvanim, if their words are aligned, the testimonies are aligned, edusim kayemes, then their testimony stands, and they are a proper pair of witnesses. And upon their testimony, we can determine the establishment of a new month. Ushar kol hazugos, all of the other pairs that had come, sholen osam, we ask them rashi dvarim, just the general questions without specifics. Lo shahayitzrichim lahen, we don't ask it because we need them as witnesses. We already have a good pair of witnesses, and all you need is one pair of witnesses. Ela kedei, only in order, shlo yetzu bepachi nefesh, that they should not leave upset that they came and they schlepped all the way to Jerusalem in order to say testimony, and now they're not even needed. B'shvil shiyuhu regilim lavo, again, in order that they should be accustomed to come. We don't want to do anything that will deter them from coming in the future. And so therefore we don't want them to feel like they wasted their time, so therefore we ask them questions as well. Mishnah 7. Rosh Bezdin Omer, the head of the Bezdin of the Jewish court, says, Mekudosh, sanctified, that when the witnesses come and they are determined to be kosher witnesses, he announces that now the day is sanctified as Rosh Chodesh, as the first day of the Jewish month. V'chol ha'am, and all of the people, own in Acharav, they respond after him, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, sanctified, sanctified. Bein shenira bizmano, bein shalonira bizmano, mikachin oso. The Mishnah says that whether the witnesses came in its time, meaning that they came on the 29th day to say that they saw the new moon, and therefore the 30th day now becomes the first day of the next month, or whether they came on the 30th day to say that they saw the new moon, which means that the previous month is a 30-day month, is a complete month, and the following month begins on the 31st day. In other words, when the witnesses come and they say we saw the new moon on the 29th day, then we know that the 30th day is going to be the first day of the following month. If they saw it on the 30th day, then we know that the previous month is what we would call a full month of 30 days, and the next month begins on the following day. Now, the reason why the Mishnah points this out is to say that really, if the witnesses don't testify that they saw the new moon on the 29th day, then automatically we know that the previous month is a 30-day month, and we don't need witnesses to tell us that, because we know a month is never longer than 30 days, and we don't have testimony to tell us it's 29 days. So therefore the Mishnah makes a point of saying that even so, even though we don't need the witnesses to tell us, to be there to test, to say testimony to determine a 30-day month, the court still announces Mekudesh, that it's sanctified. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabsadok, the son of Rabsadok, actually argues about this, and he says, if they did not see the moon in its time, that means on the 29th day to determine that the 30th day becomes the first day of the following month. Ein mekachino, so we do not announce that it's sanctified. Shekfar kitshuhu shamayim, because automatically from heaven it has been sanctified by the mere fact that we have no way of establishing based on testimony that the previous month is a 29-day month. It automatically becomes a 30-day month, and from heaven it's already been determined then that the next month starts after 30 days of the previous month.